Krishna Book, Canto 19, The Solar Eclipse at Kurukshetra, Chapter 84, Scene 6, The Sacrifice Performed by Vasudeva. Saintly Vasudeva, after hearing all the sages, offered respectful obeisances unto their lotus feet. In this way, Vasudeva pleased the sages, and then elected for them to perform the yajñas. And when the sages were elected as priests of the sacrifices, they also in turn induced Vasudeva to collect the required paraphernalia for executing the yajñas in that place of pilgrimage. Thus, Vasudeva was persuaded to start the performance of the yajñas, and all the members of the Yadu dynasty took their baths, dressed themselves very nicely, and decorated themselves beautifully by putting on garlands of lotus flowers. Vasudeva's wives, dressed with nice garments and ornaments and gold necklaces, approached the arena of sacrifice, carrying in their hands the required articles to offer in the sacrifice. When everything was complete, there was heard the vibration of mridangas, conchels, kettle drums, and other musical instruments. Professional dancers, both male and female, began to dance. The Sutas and Magadhas, who were professional singers, began to offer prayers by singing. The Gandharvas and their wives, whose voices were very sweet, began to sing many auspicious songs. Vasudeva anointed his eyes with kalarium eye lotion, smeared butter over his body, and then, along with his 18 wives, headed by Devaki, sat before the priests to be purified by the Abhisheka ceremony. All such ceremonies were observed strictly according to the principles of scriptures, as was done formerly. And in this case, Vasudeva resembled the moon encircled by stars. Because he was being initiated for the sacrifice, Vasudeva was dressed in deerskin, but all of his wives were dressed with very nice saris, bangles, necklaces, ankle bells, earrings, and many other ornaments. Vasudeva looked very beautiful, surrounded by his wives, exactly like the King of Heaven when he performs such sacrifices. At that time, when Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, along with their wives, children, and relatives, sat down in that great sacrificial arena, it appeared that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present along with all his part and parcel living entities and multi-energies. We have heard from the Shastras that Lord Krishna has multi-energies and parts and parcels, but now in that sacrificial arena, all could actually experience how the Supreme Personality of Godhead eternally exists along with His different energies. At that time, Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Narayana, and Lord Balaram appeared as Sankarsana, the reservoir of all living entities. Vasudeva satisfied Lord Vishnu by performing different kinds of sacrifices, such as Jyotishtoma and Darsha Purnamasa. Some of these yajñas are called Prakrita, and some of them are known as Saurya Satra or Vikrita. Thereafter, the other sacrifices, known as Agnihotra, were also performed, and the prescribed articles were offered in the proper way. In this way, Lord Vishnu became pleased. The ultimate purpose of offering oblations in sacrifice is to please Lord Vishnu. But in this age of Kali, it is very difficult to collect the different articles required for offering sacrifices. People have neither the means to collect the required paraphernalia, nor do they have the necessary knowledge what to speak of the tendency to offer such sacrifices. Therefore, in this age of Kali, when people are mostly unfortunate, full of anxieties, and disturbed by various kinds of calamities, the only sacrifice recommended is the performance of Sankirtan Yajna. Worshipping Lord Chaitanya by this Sankirtan Yajna is the only recommended process in this age. After the performance of the different sacrifices, Vasudeva offered ample riches, clothing, ornaments, cows, land, and maidservants to the priests. Thereafter, all the wives of Vasudeva took their avavrita baths and performed the part of the sacrificial duties known as Patni Sangyaja. After finishing the offering with all the required paraphernalia, they all took their bath together in the lakes constructed by Parashuram, which are known as Ram Hrada. After Vasudev and his wives took their bath, all the garments and ornaments which they wore were distributed to the subordinate persons who were engaged in singing, dancing, and similar activities. We may note that the performance of sacrifice necessitates the profuse distribution of riches. Charity is offered to the priests and brahmanas in the beginning, and the used garments and ornaments are offered in charity to the subordinate assistants after the performance of the sacrifice. After offering the used articles to the singers and reciters, Vasudev and his wives, dressed with new ornaments and dresses, fed everyone very sumptuously, beginning from the brahmanas down to even the dogs. After this, all the friends, family members, wives, and children of Vasudev, along with all the kings and members of the Vidarbha, Kosala, Kuru, Kashi, Kekai, and Srinjai dynasties, all assembled together. The priests, the demigods, the people in general, the forefathers, the ghosts, and the charanas were all sufficiently remunerated, being offered ample gifts and respectful honor. Then all the persons assembled took permission from Lord Krishna, who is the husband of the goddess of fortune. And while glorifying the perfection of the sacrifice made by Vasudeva, they all departed to their respective homes. And at that time, when King Dhritarashtra, Vidura, Yudhisthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Bhishmadev, Drona Acharya, Kunti, Nakula, Sahadev, Narada, Lord Vyasadev, and many other relatives and kinsmen were all about to part, they felt separation and therefore embraced each and every member of the Yadu dynasty with great feeling. While many others who were assembled in that sacrificial arena also departed. Thus ends chapter 84, scene 6, the sacrifice performed by Vasudeva. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gopinath, Ami Hidoshe doshi Asura shakala Pailo charana Vinod takilo bosi Gopina Gopina Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. O Lord, I am so sinful that even though all the demons attained your lotus feet, this Bhakti Vinod has remained in worldly existence. O Gopinath,